Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Girl Talk with Tomb Raider. I am Tomb Raider, and it is good to be here. Thanks for checking out another ep. Before we get to our guest today, we've got a special spicy guest. We've got some sponsors to blow through first. First off is a new hit kids show called Law & Order SVDU. That's Law & Order Special Victims Duck Unit. It's where it's basically just like Law & Order. They just inserted a cartoon duck to do wacky things after dramatic moments. And here's a clip.
There's no blood trail. He was killed right here. Keys, briefcase. He just got home from work.
That is a Law & Order SVDU. How about that wacky duck? Our other sponsor today is it's a non-for-profit organization. Sometimes we like to plug people out there doing good things for the community. This is an organization that provides clothing for birds. Because, you know, we're all sick of seeing naked birds out there. And their specialty is that they provide graduation hats to owls. They trap owls and they glue graduation hats to their heads and monocles, so that when you see an owl in the wild, it's got a graduation cap on it. Isn't that pleasant? So send your money to them. Their name is No More Scowls for Owls. It took me so long to come up with that just now. I've been trying to think of a name for their organization. They put me in charge of that. That's part of our deal, is that I got to name their group. A minute ago I asked Connor what Big Bird's name was, because I was trying to think of a bird name.
What if it was Big Bird and Tall?
Yeah, there we go.
And Big Bird works there.
That voice you are hearing is our guest today, my roommate and friend, Connor Delahantry. Hi, Connor.
Hey, Tom. How are you?
Pretty good. Having a good day. I woke up today, so some nice text about the pod. How about that?
Yeah?
I like it when people text me about the podcast. Makes me happy.
Why don't you give out your phone number then?
I mean, I want people to use the email. It makes me feel good, though. Send in things to girlsnightbrady at gmail.com, or send in notes to hotornot.com/girlsnight.
Send in coupons for cookie dough Oreos.
Connor needs those because he's sad. No, we actually just ate a ton of those when I got home the other night.
Not that that's not true.
Yeah, I like the text. I feel like podcasts are the new child. So when you compliment it feels like you're complimenting my child. I wonder how my child's doing these days. Anyways, Connor, how you been, friend?
I've been doing all right.
What you been up to?
Nothing. I just say got back from vacation a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
that was a good time. I went to Cedar Point with my family.
That's a good time. Yeah. Was it fun?
Nah, I just hadn't. It's weird to go as an adult because there's so many things you don't realize.
Like what?
Like just so many things that don't fit at an amusement park. Like there's so many people in scooters going around. Like,
yeah, that doesn't seem like it fits. You can't enjoy a thrill.
You paid $40 to drive your scooter around roller coasters that you can't fit on. It's just like that scooter is the only ride that you can take the whole time you're there, but they're just,
yeah, and also you're kind of constantly on a ride.
Yeah. Like, why do you need that excitement?
It seems weird to me. I don't know, you're
just go on a hilly road and put it in neutral. That's all you gotta do.
Is there anything they can do?
I mean, I'm sure you could sit, like, that's why on merry-go-rounds they have the bench.
Yeah.
It's just for those people.
Well, do you have to get, like, are you talking about people who can walk? They just are, like, so big that they have to have scooters?
I mean, I guess. I don't know if they're just being
lazy. You're not talking
lazy.
About people who are, like, disabled, I assume.
No, not like.
Yeah. Like a wheelchair, like.
No.
I almost said wheelchair person, which is not what they like to be called, I don't think.
No, people just in scooters, like one you'd get at like a grocery store or something like that.
I see. Yeah, yeah. So I guess you could still get up and stuff. I just like the idea of seeing like one of those people like on a bump on bumper cars, but still in the scooter.
Just going around.
Yeah. I don't like those places much.
Why not?
I don't know. There's just something about the vibe. I guess I do like Holiday World. We've talked about Holiday World on here before, definitely. But I don't know. I think that it is just that things are so expensive, and I don't like roller coasters. That's number one.
Oh, well,
like
that's probably coasters. It. Oh, the thing that's most of the park?
The whole point.
Be like, well, I don't know why I don't like going to the Holocaust Museum.
I hate Holocaust.
I hate Jews.
What a great analogy. did you have fun with the family?
Yeah, it was great.
Good old family time. Was it you and the brothers?
Brothers, mom, mom's boyfriend.
Oh, mom's boyfriend, huh?
Yeah. He's
how dead. Big's his D?
I don't know. I'll text my mom.
Cool.
She'd probably tell me, which is the disgusting part, because she is a sick person. She and her argument would be like, well, you asked me a question.
Be like, no, oh, that's a fair point. If you asked her,
you are a monster, mom. My mom's crazy though. She like I showed up, and for 3 days, the amount of food she bought for all of us.
Yeah,
she bought $50 worth of lunch meat.
Oh my god!
She knows I'm the only one out of my brothers that like eats lunch meat.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ!
The other two just aren't into it. But
she wants you to be healthy.
The first thing she said to me was not, hey, how are you? Hey, I haven't seen you in a couple months. It was, oh my God, you're so skinny. Eat a fucking sandwich.
That's how it was with my mom for a while. There's something about, I don't know. Did you eat like a fucking asshole?
No, I ate like a normal person should.
Really? Okay.
But I wasn't like, I got to put a dent in all this meat.
I revert. Like when I go back home, I go back to old Fatty McBrady, and I eat like an asshole. I have to make myself remember what it feels like when I'm done eating to stop myself from doing that.
Yeah,
because you're never happy once you've done that. When did you lose your weight again? You were a hefty boy,
like sophomore year of high school.
Okay, so you lost it younger than me because you were an athlete and such.
Super athlete.
Have you ever gone back at all? Did you ever bounce back in weight?
Yeah, like when I, my senior year, when I started the wrestling season, I had like 2 weeks between football ending and the first like wrestling match, and I had like 15 pounds to lose.
Yeah, yeah.
So I lost that 15 pounds, but then I still had like one more pound to lose, and it was like the day of the match, and I just like freaked out, and I was just like, fuck this, I hate all this. So then I like, probably by the end of senior, and then that's when I started drinking too, so it was just like just a whole lot of unhealthy. So then I probably gained back like 40 pounds.
Holy shit, that's a bounce back.
Yeah
I
it was
can't,
pretty fun though.
Hey, it sounds like a good time. I didn't drink in high school. I wasn't cool enough. I didn't know that people even did that. I was so lame that I was like, I would see that in movies and stuff. I'd be like, that doesn't really happen. These movies are unrealistic.
Well, they are. Like, high school parties and movies, like, people are, like, outside and, like, screaming and all that stuff.
Yeah,
but, like,
yeah.
Every high school party I went to is just, like, 15 people in a basement being like, shut up. And just, like, passing around water bottles of vodka. It's, like, nobody's screaming. It's really just, like, just being really nervous and drunk.
Yeah. Well, now that I'm an adult, I've been to them, so I understand.
Yeah.
Hey, it's the only place to find 15-year-olds. Just kiddies. you got any big shows coming up, old Delahanty?
I'm doing September 27th. I'm doing a casino in Milwaukee with Sally Brooks, my nemesis.
How'd you get that? This is our new segment.
Sally Brooks.
Ah.
Because you couldn't do that tape.
That's right, I turned that down.
That's how I got that.
Hey, you're number one in my recommendations folder.
Hey, man, like,
I can't do it, but Connor Della had to call the game.
I hope you keep getting stuff, so then you have to turn stuff down so I can get shit.
That's the description on my Twitter. It's just always on deck.
Man, I have been sick as fuck lately. We were supposed to record one of these bad boys yesterday, and these are bad boys. We were supposed to record one yesterday with Marlena Podriguez. That's her podcast name. But I had to cancel because I was too sick. I threw up at our show. At my show the other night, I did. Here's what I've been up to lately, babies. First of all, before I get to that, the shot glasses came in that I ordered for the podcast.
Ow!
So I will be giving those away to my guests and selling them on the road. So we'll see how that goes. If you want one, let me know. girlsnightbrady@gmail.com. I just did a weekend in Merrillville, Indiana.
Yeah. Just over the border, right?
That's right. It's really close to Chicago. I did a casino right before that. I did my first casino show, which was not, how do I want to put this?
Good.
It was okay. It was just funny because the guy running the show, like the sound guy, was really funny. He was like telling me not to expect laughs before I went up. He was like, hey, man, like, just so you know, they're really quiet here, but that doesn't mean they don't like you. Like, you're still probably doing really well. They just, like, are really quiet. And the sound is weird here. Like, the ceiling is really high, so you can't hear the laughs, which is something that, like, open micer comics say. That's like, oh, man, this room's so weird. You, like, can't even hear the laughs. That's not a thing.
It's like you can't even see their faces moving. They're laughing so quickly.
Yeah, that's not a fucking thing. There was an open micer in Bloomington who said that once. He was like, you ever notice how you just can't see, like, hear them laughing even though you know you're killing? And it's like, no, that's not. Sound doesn't work differently on stage. That's
no matter how high the ceiling is, that person's still 5 feet away from you.
They need to mic up the crowd better. Like, no, they don't do it at all.
I read this article about how laughs, just something about the sound of them, it goes straight up. Doesn't even go out. I love it whenever, like, the person running the show is kind of like the tone of, to you is like, I can't even believe you're doing this.
Yeah, like, hey, we're just grateful that anybody's here. We're surprised this worked out. I think when he said that I wasn't gonna get laughs, he was talking about the Fox TV show. He said that hey, after you do this, you're never gonna book laughs. I think by the end of this episode, every single guest will have been on laughs. No, it was okay, though. The only thing was, it was a casino, and I got my check, and they cashed it there, and I was like, you know what? I could make this amount of money, or I could double my money. And so I gambled some of it, and lost all of it that I gambled, and felt like a real dipshit afterwards. And then I just had to go back to the hotel and feel like a real idiot.
How long did you gamble for?
10 seconds. It was not a lot of time.
Like, it was just...
No, it was probably 10 minutes, to be honest. And what happened was, nobody likes a gambling story, because it's always, I was up and then I lost it all.
And then I thought, this has to be the time.
Yeah. It's I was up 25 and then I was like, I'm gonna put all of it that I was going to put and this 25 now, and then I lost all of that. So, felt like a real asshole. I learned a lesson, which is don't gamble the money that you earned at the casino. I feel like that's something you should know better than to do. Also, don't gamble money that you can't afford to lose. If it's going to hurt your feelings more than making the money...
It hurts your feelings?
It hurt
feelings?
My feelings. Here's why.
Wait, did the dealer like go like, eh, you lost, faggot? Like,
yeah, that's it. It was a mean casino.
That would be kind of fun.
They should open one of those.
They're like, yeah, you lost. You're so stupid.
I definitely wouldn't have hit on that one, you dumb fuck. You never hit on 15, you stupid piece of shit. Look at this idiot. Like, they have a crowd that shames you.
They have, like, little tiny bleachers. You got him.
Oh, you call that a roll? You just ruined everybody's time. No wonder they call it craps, because you're a piece of shit. Oh, boy.
Like, even the video poker thing has just insults from, like, celebrities that play. Like Obama calls you an idiot.
Yeah, or they shame you while you do it. Like, some people out there are making honest money right now. You're trying to take your money from the Indians.
There goes your son's college fund. I guess I guess it's going to be fry duty for little Jimmy for the next 40 years.
Oh, what a worthless sack of crap you are.
Let's open up a mean casino.
I want to do it. Like, they have those mean restaurants. Yeah. Like, they've got that place in Chicago where they insult you. I would love to. There should be a business, like, every kind of business that's mean to you. Like, a mean therapist. Oh, are those your problems? Well, you're probably just fucking gay. That's the guy's solution. Ever think about not being a fucking gay? Anyways, that is that's what I've been up to. But then I got sick almost as soon as I got back. Threw up at my favorite bar in Chicago like an asshole. And then I've just been drinking Gatorade since then. Last night I ate some mashed potatoes, and Connor watched me. This is not news. I watched the entirety of BoJack Horseman last night. So good. Two thumbs up. Yeah, I highly recommend it. Check it out. What the fuck?
Who
are you?
Hey!
Oh, what the fuck? A man just broke into the apartment. What is happening?
You guys talking about fucking comedy?
Why does this always happen?
Hey.
You're going to have to pay for that fucking window. Who are you?
Don't you guys know who I am?
I'm not sure who you are.
You must not watch Laughs on Fox. Here, let me do my opener from Laughs, and if you know it, I think you'll recognize who I am. Okay, the name, here's the opener.
Okay.
Okay, you bring me up. Bring me up like you're someone. Bring up like you're Jeff R. Curry or someone on that show.
Hey, let's give it up for this next guy. He's balding, but he's embarrassed. Jeff R. Curry!
No,
you fucked that up. Okay, just say give it up for your next comedian.
Oh, okay. Oh. You want to do it or do you want me? You fucked it up real bad. I'll say it.
Okay.
Hey, give it up for your next comedian. He's balding. Jeff R. Curry!
Hey! You pieces of shit.
All right, now, okay. Connor, you can do
it. All right, you know, we don't need the intro.
No, we're going to get it right.
Okay.
Connor, you want to do it?
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for your next comedian,
Jeff R. Curry. You said bring up Jeff R. Curry.
Okay, we're starting up. Okay, I come out on stage. Everyone's going fucking nuts. This is great. I go on stage and go, hey, you fucks know me. The name is Joey Deschanel. No relation. Yeah, you guys know the catchphrase.
Now I remember him.
You know the
He's
catchphrase.
He's the no relation guy.
Exactly. That's
Joey Deschanel's brother.
You know that show does better in some markets than SNL. Boston markets. that's the kind of humor I do. That's why they love me over there. I've been on Laughs 3 times. Once, twice, 3 times, a lady.
Joey, how... I haven't seen you since the 90s, I feel like.
I know.
Have you been?
Oh, I've been everywhere.
Also, why are you here? You know what? First of all, where have you been? We'll start with that.
Well, you may notice that I'm covered in sutures.
And blood?
And a lot of blood. A lot of blood, yes. But a lot of suture marks. I was held captive in a man cave for the last 3 years.
By man cave, do you mean like just a real dude's?
Like a basement in the suburbs?
Yes. It was a dungeon out in the Los Angeles area.
Okay. What happened? Well, you were hot back then.
I was just hot.
Just taped Laughs,
and then I got Laughs, which was a huge booking 3 years ago. It had a lot of buzz. And then you know what happened? I got my biggest booking to date. Okay. Comics Unleashed.
Byron Allen show.
I just saw you guys get a little hard. You guys get a little hard.
Yeah. I'm rock hard.
Yeah. So Byron doesn't. He sets me up like he always sets me up. He goes, "Hey, Joey, I hear. I hear you're related to Emily Deschanel. I said, you piece of shit. That's not true. My catchphrase is no relation. And everyone said, no relation.
No relation. Sure. I remember how crouched.
So I kind of lost it. You know, I kind of had my my meltdown moment. And I haven't been on that show. But I had a meltdown moment.
Meltdown?
Yes.
Okay.
I keep emailing Kumail whatever the fuck.
It's probably because you keep calling it meltdown moment.
Yeah, that's what it's called, right?
I want to be on meltdown moment, please.
Have you not been on meltdown moment? So Byron flips out. Puts me in an actual leash, throws me in his man cave.
Until you're ready to be unleashed?
Well, yeah, he was trying to train me in his comedic voice.
Oh my god!
Well, you know his famous bits, right?
Yeah.
He says he's got his famous bit. He says, "My dad said, what should I beat you with? I said a piece of lint." That's a Byron Allen bit. That might even be from the first clip of Byron Allen when you search Byron Allen on YouTube.
Standard comedy. It's what we all expect comedians to live up to, is that level of bit.
But the problem is I do my own Italian brand of comedy.
That's what you know.
That's what I know. Like, here, I'll give you one of my bits. I say, I'm from a big Italian family. I got a brother and a sister.
Whoa.
People love it. They eat it up.
Holds up.
They eat it up like it's gabagool.
That's timeless. Joey, you're going to kill my podcast listeners with talk like that. But before you keep into your bits, I got to ask you more about this Byron Allen thing.
Oh, yeah. So he would kind of whip me and, you know, he'd fuck me.
Fuck you? That's real torture.
And I say, hey, Byron, if you're going to fuck me, at least unleash me.
Hey, Byron, if you're going to fuck me, at least buy me a lobster.
I said, hey, fucking someone who's basically your prisoner, I thought you were Byron Allen, not Woody Allen. But he didn't like that kind of humor. And, you know, I'd get him with bits. I'd say, like, oh, captor, my captor. He kind of liked that. But honestly, I don't know. I think he doesn't like the Italians, personally.
Is that his thing? Were there other comedians down there that he was reaching out?
Oh, yeah. Any comedian you could think of that you haven't heard from in a while was pretty much down there.
All right. Let's see.
Someone that used to be big, but not big anymore.
Maybe I can't even think. Maybe a Mitch Fatel? Is he big?
Mitch Fatel. He was on a real life-size crucifix, Mitch Fatel, in Byron Allen's basement. Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
What about Adam?
Divine? No, he wouldn't touch the place. Cedric the Entertainer was there. Wasn't so entertaining to watch him get whipped.
DL Hewley down there?
Oh, DL. Yeah, 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 yeah. But I did write one joke he liked. You know, he brought me down to the man cave. He's got all this bondage equipment. I said, I haven't seen this many chains since I saw the band that sings the song Man in a Box. You know, he loves the band Alice in Chains, so that was right up his alley.
I see.
You obviously do not, based on your face during that fucking bit.
I'm not contemporary with music these days.
That's a song from 1990. Back when Laughs was just a fucking web series.
It was the first web series in 1990.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know that Steve Hofstetter invented the internet, right? People say it's Al Gore, but they are so far off.
They could never know. That's why he's the thinking man.
And people used to heckle him about it. He had an answer for that.
Oh, so he owns the internet too, like his hecklers?
Exactly.
So Byron captures you.
Yep.
How did you escape?
Oh boy, that is a story. Okay, so you know how Byron's got a soft spot for observational humor.
Yeah, yeah.
So I took a Tim Allen CD and I beat him over the fucking head with it, right in his soft spot. If you know what I'm talking about, he's like a baby. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, so I beat him over the head. Yeah, and then me and Cedric had been kind of digging with a spoon for like you know, the whole time, piece by piece,
like a Shawshank sort of situation.
Yeah, he told me he buried this box of money out on a beach somewhere, and I said, "God, they really typecast that black guy role."
So, are you going to get a chance to do Byron's show now or not?
Well, here's the thing. I feel like now I should be the perfect candidate for his show because I once was leashed. A lot of those comedians that go on there, they've never been leashed in their lives.
They were never leashed?
That's
so you're telling me, first of all, you're telling me that Byron leashes up some of these comics and decides when they're ready to be unleashed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's kind of his thing.
So comics are harmed in the making of this show.
They should put up one of those little things. Yeah,
they
should.
But some of these comics aren't leashed. That's not fair.
That's the problem.
That's the problem.
Therein's the rub.
You're okay with the fact that he leashes up comics.
Of course. Who wouldn't be? This is comedy. If you're not tough, get the fuck out of here.
Oh, God.
It's called paying your dues.
Exactly. Exactly.
And they're paid to Byron Allen.
You know what's the most impressive about this story is that you were able to have the catchphrase Joey Deschanel, no relation, in 1990.
Well, yeah, everyone knows that Emily Deschanel was a shining star long before that, okay?
I guess that is true. I remember it.
And
Emily
speaking
Deschanel
of Emily Deschanel, I'd like to bones her, if you know what I'm talking about.
And you can, because no relation.
No relation. Thank you. This guy gets it.
Well, Joey, we're glad to have you on the podcast, even if it's under these circumstances. And obviously, you can stay here as long as you need.
Can I live here? I don't really have a home anymore.
You know what? You can live here. Connor, is that okay if Joey lives here?
Yeah, man, I'm cool with it.
I'll make you guys some salami.
We're going to become a safe house for comics who have been unleashed by Byron Allen. Byron, let our people go.
Right?
Yeah. Unleash our comics.
And here's a tip for your listeners. If someone invites you to their man cave, walk the other way. You guys don't know my other catchphrase? walk the other way. Thank you.
I remember
you used to have Robert Frost over here. Yeah. Walk the other way.
You used to have that joke where it was if a woman asks you to marry her or asks you on a date,
walk the other way.
You don't need no woman. Mm-hmm.
You tell a woman, let's go to Olive Garden. She says, I want to go to Applebee's. Walk the other way.
No relation.
And you know what's interesting? When you go to Olive Garden, I walk in and they say, hey, when you're here, you're family. And I say, no relation. Walk the other way.
All right. Well, that's Joey Deschanel, everybody. Do you have time to stick around?
Hey, I got nothing but time and sutures, man.
He's home now.
All right. Well, we are going to take a quick break and then get into some segments. All right. We'll be back with Girls Talk.
There's a gateway in our minds that leads somewhere out there, far beyond this plane. We're reptile aliens made of light, cut you open, pull out all your pain. Tell me how you make illegal something that I'll make in our brain. Some say you might go crazy, then again it might make you go sane. Every time I take a look inside that old fable book, blinded and blinded of pain caused by some old man in the sky. Marijuana, LSD,
All right, we are back with some more Girls Night with Tom Brodley. We have our special guests, Connor Delahanty.
Hello.
And of course, we've got break-in guest, Joey Deschanel.
No relation. Thank you. You guys got the gist.
Let's jump into a quick segment. Why not? This is a new segment that we've been doing called Anthony Kiedis News. Here's that theme song.
Anthony Kiedis News.
I like that.
Okay, Joey. In this segment, I'm going to read to you some news. And you tell me if it's about Anthony Kiedis or a homeless man. So here we go with the Anthony Kiedis news. Let's see. This person accepted an award at the 2014 VMAs. Connor, what do you think?
Anthony Kiedis.
Joey?
Anthony Kiedis.
You are both incorrect. It was a homeless man who accepted an award on behalf of Miley Cyrus. And actually, yeah, for winning the award for Wrecking Ball, Miley had a homeless man go up. This next piece of business. All right. This person went on a rant that Cat Stevens should be put in the Hall of Fame. What do you think, Connor?
Anthony Kiedis.
All right. Joey?
Hey, if you're going to vote for Yousef Islam, you might as well be homeless. You know what I'm talking about? Hey.
All right, so you think homeless.
Listen, if I see Cat Stevens at a bar, you folks know what I do?
What's that?
Walk the other way.
The other way.
The way of the wind. The wind of my soul.
I'd get an autograph.
That was Anthony Kiedis. Mm. Anthony Kiedis went on a rant that Cat Stevens has been snubbed for long enough. All right, final one.
Tiebreak.
This person's bassist admitted to lip syncing during his performance at the Super Bowl halftime. Do you think it's Cat Stevens? Do you think it's Anthony Kiedis or a homeless person?
The image of Cat Stevens playing the Super Bowl halftime show is the best thing ever. Anthony Kiedis.
Anthony Kiedis.
You know what? You guys are both right on that one. That was Anthony Kiedis. Anthony Kiedis News.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
What do Anthony Kiedis and a homeless person have in common?
What is that?
They both got fleas.
Hey, that's right.
That's been in my act since 1973.
They're both shirtless.
Hey, this isn't fucking Tag Fest.
I didn't get into that festival, and you know I'm sensitive about it.
Joey, bad news. They stopped doing Tag Fest in 1992.
No. You're fucking with me.
When Carrot Top tried to create a prop on the fly.
Oh, no. And was it on his fly?
Yeah, it was on his fly, and he cut his own dick off. He was trying to one-up the other comics.
Sounds like that carrot doesn't have a top no more, eh? Joey Deschanel. Oh, no relation. Tip.
Joey, I'm afraid we're going to have to leash you back up.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm kind of used to it now. I got Stockholm Syndrome.
How did you pass the time when you were leashed up, Joey?
Well, there was a lot of ways to pass the time. First of all, I'd write new bits.
Okay.
And if I couldn't think of anything, which is rare, I would listen to a song that was the light at the end of the tunnel.
You had a light at the end of the tunnel?
An old Italian classic.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, let me play you. Let me play a little snip bit. So a lot of times, Byron would be fucking me, and I'd just put that on, and they would help me, you know, pretend I was somewhere else.
Okay.
With my guma.
I don't want to question what gets you through things. I mean, to each their own, whatever gets you through the day. But I don't think that's an Italian classic.
Excuse me?
I don't think that's an Italian song. I think
that song was written by Garibaldi.
Song. Who is it?
Garibaldi.
What?
You don't know your Italian history, huh?
I guess I don't. Is he a member of Italian history?
We know all the Italian. There was Christopher Columbus. There was Garibaldi, Sebastian Maniscalco. These are the Italian historical figures.
Wait, wasn't Columbus Spanish?
Shut the fuck up. There was an episode of The Sopranos where they talked about Columbus Day, which led me to assume that he was Italian.
You get all your history from The Sopranos?
Hey!
Oh, boy. What else do I want to talk to you fine people about? I get it. When Byron Allen had me trapped, I watched...
hey, you were in there?
Yeah, did I not tell you that?
You were in the man cave?
I didn't come up yet. Yeah, I was leashed up for a while. I got flown out to audition for Byron Allen's show. And
who books that?
Byron Allen himself. The Road. you know who books The Road, right?
Who
Cormac McCarthy.
Everybody knows that. yeah, he had me trapped, and he fucked me a bunch, and then I never got on the show. I just escaped.
Hey, you know what they say, fuck me once. Shame on me.
Fuck me once, shame on you. Wait, fuck yeah.
Bad move on your part.
Anyways, yeah, I escaped. I hit him on the head with... you know, a Bill Cosby album. And,
which
got
one?
Out of there. It was Bill Cosby, Bigger and Blacker.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Hit him right in the head when they got out of there. I guess I should have said that earlier when you said it.
That seems like pertinent information.
Yeah, but, what do you do? All right. We're going to move right along. I have some Craigslist posts that I did today.
What is Craigslist? I've been in a cave for years.
Craigslist is a website where people post things for people named Craig. You're not allowed to post on there if your name is not Craig. And Craig's trade things on there.
Is there one famous person named Craig?
There is. Craig Kilborn.
Who the fuck is that?
He was the host of The Daily Show for a while.
How do I get on
Everybody
that?
Knows that's Craig.
Is there another famous Craig?
No.
Right? Pretty crazy.
Only one famous Craig.
Yeah. Think about that, Conor Delabanti.
Anyways, if you're a common listener, you know that I like to post Craigslist ads as a woman for a man, and I make them as dumb as I can to see if gross dudes will still respond. The one I posted today is so weird, I can't believe it got responses. It's the subject is Girls' Night, and then it says, "What's your favorite podcast to make love to?" Mine is Girls' Night. It says, "The funny stories they tell get me turned on, and the guy who wears a green shirt's voice makes my ovaries tingle. Come over and pregame with me and my sewer friends while we listen to it, and my clown friend, Yoko Bozo, will stare at your D if you're into that sort of thing." I've got responses for that. Isn't that fucking crazy?
Hey.
Is there someone like, "Hey, I'm Yoko Bozo, and I don't like to do that at all.
I'm not coming over, and I'm not your friend."
Yoko Bozo was on Comics Unleashed.
Yoko Bozo was there?
Yeah. It's Byron said, "So I hear you like to be a bozo."
Oh, man, that Byron Allen. What a cruel bastard.
So what do people respond? They say, do they give their own podcast like to listen to? Like, I like Joe Rogan.
Nobody said, no, that would be great. I wish that somebody had given me a podcast.
Because if you're listening to Joe Rogan, you're not making love. You are fucking. You know what I mean?
That's a long fuck session. It's like 3 hours.
Yeah.
You pansy
ass.
You gotta listen to a lot of ads on that one.
I know, right? I didn't even make it through the On It ad.
Yoko, this response says, "Yoko Bozo, you and the rest of your friends are welcome to stare at my D if that's what you're into. I have a deep, sexy voice, too, so I can stand and whisper filthy things in your ear while pregaming." Why does he got to stand?
Someone had a boner while typing the words Yoko Bozo.
Let's get a bit weird. It's a Wednesday night, so why not? Also, that's another thing. Is Wednesday a specifically weird night?
Yeah. Hump day. Fuck.
Oh, that's a good point. It is hump day. I didn't think about that.
If you're willing to do that, any night is weird for you. It's not like Wednesday's the night where I cut loose.
I like how he says, "Bring the whole gang. Don't be, you know, don't just show up."
Hey,
one.
If it's just you,
yeah, bring the party
up.
Bus over here.
How big is this guy's apartment? Come on.
I just like that nobody. I really hope that somebody listens to the podcast because of that.
A
I
good
really
promotion.
Will, but
well, you know, your podcast does market. Better in some markets
We're
than SNL.
Like,
oh, man. Oh, that's a great way to end it, I think. Conrad, thanks for being on the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Joey, do you got anything to plug?
Plug? Nah.
Nah?
Hey, you know what? You can go see me at my favorite Italian-themed showcase, which is my Italian-Jamaican reggae comedy showcase, which is Pastafarians United. We talk about Bob Marley, and we also talk about Master Choli.
Okay, all right.
Who books that?
Who books that?
How'd you get that?
Ziggy Marley.
Connor, you got anything coming up?
September 27th, Casino with Sally. Okay. I will not be gambling.
Who books that? All right, thank you for listening to another episode of Girls' Night. We're going to end this episode like we like to end all episodes by saying keep it crispy. On the count of three, guys. 1, 2, 3.
Pass. No relation.
In my pants. Thanks for listening. Have a good girls' night. Bye.
into the night for once. We're the only ones left. I bet you even know where we could go. When it all fucks up, you put your head in my hands. It's a souvenir.